What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, I've been fighting with this all day, actually for a couple days, actually for a month, actually for a long... Okay, I have a thing that I don't know if I should talk about for a multitude of reasons. It's just not fun, but I think other people have dealt with this.
Okay. Do you think we've dealt with it?
Not yet, but you will.
Okay.
Is that a threat or a promise?
Government, I know this sounds political, healthcare.
Okay. I've been seeing the commercials a lot for that.
My father died.
Mm-hmm.
My mother has not. She is thankfully with us. Mm-hmm. She's having some cognitive decline issues. And like 8 years ago, she was diagnosed with severe cataracts. And because my father wasn't doing well, she didn't do anything about it. So at this point, my mom is basically legally blind.
Mm-hmm.
She can't see. It's ridiculous.
Wow.
So they're like, we know she has cataracts, but you got to go get an eye appointment. So we asked for the eye appointment. That was like in October when my father passed. She just had the eye appointment. And they're like, yeah, you have cataracts. You got to go see an ophthalmologist. So we've been calling the ophthalmologist and they go, we don't have any appointments in 2025.
What?
In the entire year?
Huh? They go, no, we get some appointments and we throw them out on our website like every day at 8 a.m.
Oh my
gosh. They have 32 ophthalmologists on the Kaiser Network, you sons of hell, and we can't get an appointment.
What?
So my mom has to spend, by the way, that next appointment is just to go like, yep, you need the surgery.
Yeah, don't you already know? I mean,
correct.
She already knew
it's
she had cataract.
It's just following procedure.
What?
That's exactly what's driving me nuts.
Yeah.
Because so they are like, we hope... I hate that I'm about to say this sentence, and I did not want to bring the whole show down. We hope she dies before we have to pay for a procedure on her.
Whoa. Oh.
That's literally what's happening right now. And I don't know if there's... How do you get around it?
I am still trying to figure that out. Because kind of similarly, sorry to make it about me now.
No, of course.
But like, being a diabetic, why do I need a prior authorization every single year? Are you telling me?
I'm still diabetic.
Like, is there a cure? I'll take that. Otherwise,
right.
Give me my supplies.
Correct.
Like, I don't understand.
So you have to go get reassessed every year?
Yeah.
Do you even go in, or does the doctor just go, yep, good to see you again?
That's
like,
pretty much it.
Still diabetic.
You can't just teledoc that and go like,
no, you
hey,
have
bro,
to. You have to have an appointment
thing.
Like every 6 months, every
what?
Year. Yeah, I know.
I don't know why I'm bringing it up on the show, other than to just, like, if I have a tinge of frustration in my voice, I want to explain. But also, am I missing something? Is there a workaround? Because for every single thing, like, you have to do, like, my father died,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
I started this whole thing with that. My father was alive, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was married to my mother, and he died. Social Security's like, yeah, you got to prove, we need you to bring in documents to show he was born, you guys got married, and that he's dead. But they already stopped paying his benefits, so they took the money away. They know he's dead,
mm-hmm.
right,
but they won't
yeah.
give my mom the money. So in the meantime, she's getting this tiny little Social Security check, and they're like, okay, we have a phone appointment for like a month from now. And at that phone appointment, we found out they're just going to go, yeah, you need to make an appointment at our office. We can't make that appointment until we have the phone appointment.
And the appointment in person is going to be months after the month, like months and months.
Yep.
Correct. Like the whole thing is set up. We are letting the old people, like we're hoping they die before we have to deal with it.
Wow.
That's literally where we're sitting. And now I didn't realize it extended to people with chronic illness.
Mean, even with my sister, my brother-in-law went through the whole thing as well when my sister died. Like, because she had two kids and it was like, okay, can we get benefits for them? You have to make this appointment. You have to make this appointment. After that appointment, you have to go to this office. Like, it is insane.
It's intentional.
Yeah.
Foot dragging.
Yes.
And I don't know that there's a way around it. Like other, or we can just pay cataract surgery. Looked into it. Not cheap. Oh, not cheap at all.
It's not like you can get reimbursed if you decide to go.
This isn't a flex spending plan. If we pay for it, we paid for it. And I imagine some of the ophthalmologists who do work for the government, who do Kaiser, also make money off of regular people. So I'm wondering, can I make an appointment with them? And then we get there and go, psych, the government's paying for it. And what would they do?
I don't know.
I don't know the workaround. Because I refuse to let my mom. Here's the longer version of the story. As I said before, my mom seems to be suffering. I really hate that I'm saying this on the air, but like it's kind of known she's suffering from some cognitive decline, right? That just happens.
Well, yeah, I mean,
it may be serious as well, but there's no way to know if she can't flip and see. Like how much of that is she just can't see? Like she kind of gets in loops, right? But is that loop partially because she just has to get a habit going because she can't see anything? So let's fix that and figure out where she actually is cognitively, and no one will let us fix it.
Well, and it's been such a slow decline over however many years that she doesn't even know what she can't see.
She doesn't.
Yeah,
she got argued with her. I'm like, Mom, if we ever get this surgery done, it's gonna change your life. And it's like, and I've got her built up. She was ready. And now it's like, my brother just called them today and was like, yeah, okay. So I went on the website and it's like, no appointments. Like, yeah, we don't have any. He's like, no, but it literally said not in 2025. They're like, yeah.
We do a raffles.
It's January. They don't have any appointments. They can't even give us a September appointment right now. A December appointment.
Oh my gosh.
That's gotta be a lie. I don't believe it.
What about 2026? Do they book how far? How did 2025 get filled already?
Correct.
If they're not taking for next year?
Correct. Like, honest to God, if you know any loopholes in the system, 303-222-5423. Text. I don't think there is. I think this is just what they do. They're like, this woman's 87 years old.
They want you to tire out.
Yep. Or you pay for it yourself.
Wow.
So I didn't realize it was that way with you. That's even more stupid. You're young.
I'm sure there's reasons, but
you have a chronic thing that is not, it's not left the building.
Yeah.
Like diabetes is diabetes.
Yeah, what is the proof that you're just like,
still got it, still alive.
Do you hear me beeping?
Excellent. All right, hit us up. I'm sorry to have taken the time, but like, if you can save an old person's sight, I'd love to hear from you.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.